Welcome to This Week in Missouri Politics Midweek Update from downtown Jefferson City, Missouri, here in the Missouri Times streaming studio here. Big week in Missouri politics coming up. Let's start off with the beginning. Denny Hoskins made a change. They all changed their state. You know, you can buy, you don't let the, frankly, a lot of the traditional papers have reporters that come in and out, and they don't, you know, they don't really understand the subtleties of Jeff City or the capital or Missouri politics. So they'll be like, oh, they changed their committee to statewide. Well, you have to change the committee to statewide or give the money back. So no one wants to give the money back, right? So what they do is they all change it to statewide so they can keep the money. Denny Hoskins went farther. He changed his to statewide, I guess, a while back. But today he put on Twitter, going to take his brand of leadership statewide. I like the hell out of Denny Hoskins. I think Denny Hoskins could be a very compelling candidate for all kinds of jobs. The one that jumps in your mind is treasurer because he's CPA, right? With his background as CPA, treasurer would be one that you'd kind of think, well, okay, maybe that's, you know, I get it. But I mean, it could be whatever. I mean, you know, lieutenant governor, whatever. I'm feeling like there's going to be a Dean Plocker announcement soon. But I don't know the particulars on that yet. But Denny Hoskins, basically saying he's going to have an announcement coming up. We're going to take the show this week in Warrensburg. We have Senator Razor on. We may have a double main event with Denny Hoskins. I'll talk about what he's thinking. Let's talk about what's in the Senate right now. It's kind of interesting. We'll go back a minute. Right now, they have Parents' Bill of Rights. It's a filibuster. So there's some transparency stuff that nobody cares about. I mean, nobody's opposed to, I don't think. They got some language worked out. Senator Canning is very good about kind of working through the bill and getting to where nobody cares about. Nobody cares in a way that's like negative, which is what you have to have. He's kind of got his thing there, best I can tell. Then going forward, the Parents' Bill of Rights is down to something called critical race theory. You've heard a lot about it. If you watch any campaign ads, you heard a lot about critical race theory. Some Republicans are very upset about this. I think most Missourians would be very glad to ban critical race theory if you could just write it down. Like, this is the theory. Like, the theory of relativity, you could ban. Because you could write down the theory of relativity as they don't teach this. I think they've turned critical race theory into, if it offends someone from the suburbs, then it's banned. Well, you know, let's just be honest here. Jamie Dutton gets offended a lot more than John Dutton. People in the suburbs get offended a lot more than people in rural Missouri. So if it's just up to the individuals, I mean, those suburban people, I mean, they wake up offended and just goes from there, right? I mean, Kelton, when's the last time you saw a suburban person offended? When's the last time you saw a suburban person, right? I mean, hell, they're always offended. It may be 90 degrees in St. Charles, but it's always snowing. Look around at those snowflakes. They are packed in there, 400,000 of them. I think most people are for the Parents' Bill of Rights. It sounds good. You're not a parent yet, right? Ha ha, Kelton, suck it. I have a Bill of Rights coming my way. Thank you, Chesterfield. Compared to the other, that's two Bill of Rights for me, only one for you.
Well, you see, Carlton, you would be the loser because I have two Bills of Rights, but you have one.
That's me doing a Cartman impression to Kelton, the person that put all this stuff together. This feels like the kind of thing that passes. I really think Carla May is an eminently reasonable person. If you could tell what critical race theory is, and I bet you could find a way she could sit down and vote no. But if it's like just ban things that offend people from St. Charles, ugh, that's going to be a phone. But I mean, do you think they have a computer with enough memory to house all the things that offend people in St. Charles, Kelton? It could be like one of those supercomputers the size of a room or something. They're not even getting into Chesterfield. Good God, those people. I mean, those are the most delicate flowers. So there's a way to pass this bill if they want to pass it. Also, look up. We got a really awesome new addition here. I got to thank the Rural Electric folks for the homage to our president of Rural Missouri, Garrett Hawkins. It doesn't matter who's in the governor's mansion. Garrett Hawkins is my president. But the truth is, it'll be interesting. I mean, you could probably figure this out, right? Senator Canning is really good at figuring this out, like how to put this in some vague wording that, I mean, right now, I don't read a lot of bills. If you know me, you don't read a lot of bills. I went through and looked at this bill, the summary. I didn't actually read the bill. I'm not trying to put on airs here and be uppity. It said that essentially, from what I took from it, this could be wrong because, again, I don't read bills, that if somebody from the suburbs was offended, they could call DESE and fill out a form in Jeff City, and that someone from DESE would come to the school, and the offended suburban person could have a conference with the school board, and somehow somebody could be fined $500. I don't know if the offended person gets that money, because, hey, Kelton, if this bill says you get $500 for being offended, Mark Harvey, make that check out to Scott with two T's. I'm going to have to get one of Millie's textbooks out and start how I'm offended. Or Gussie, the Pope's got lots of money. I could be offended a ton. I'm sure it's the kind of thing. Look, I'm telling you, I'm just a simple white trash hillbilly. All of you listening to this are very highly informed people who make very good judgments on what podcast you listen to. I think it's the kind of thing that makes sense to do. Something called a Parents' Bill of Rights sounds good. Good for them. And ban critical race theory. Just make it where you can't say those words together in a sentence ever. I don't really think anybody would mind. I don't, you know, we'll see. But until then, it's Offendapalooza 2023. I think you could also have a conference with your school board if you went to a school board meeting and asked for one, right? I mean, Kelton, I don't know how many things in Ashland. If you're pissed at the school board, can't you just go talk to them? Do you need some Desi to drive across the river and talk to them? But, I mean, if you can get five bills out of it, I will say this. Five bills, let's say hypothetically, if you were to be, if you're from the suburbs and you're offended, which of course you are, and you go to the, you have somebody from DESE drive over and you have a conference with the school board and you get awarded $500. Do you know where you should stay on your $500 weekend trip, Kelton? The Courtyard by Marriott's where you should stay. For $500, you could stay there for like most of the week and have perfect accommodations. Take your kid that was offended to the pool. Watch how fast your kid's no longer offended by that mean school when he's swimming in the pool there at the Courtyard by Marriott. Restaurants, top-notch. I'm telling you, if you come during the week, you can see everyone in politics. Every person in politics will come to the Courtyard by Marriott at some point, sometimes more than once. Sometimes leaving in the middle of the night when they probably shouldn't be there, right, Kelton? Stay there long enough, you can meet anybody you need. Let's say you're like Kelton, you only have one Bill of Rights. And you would like a second Bill of Rights, come up with the left-handed people's Bill of Rights. Are you left-handed, Kelton? Damn, you're down. I mean, bearded. Kelton has a glorious beard. If you want the bearded man's Bill of Rights, if you take your $500 offended check and stay at the Courtyard by Marriott, you will meet enough people where Kelton could now equal me. I grow facial hair like an Amish woman grows leg hair. It's just a sad sight. Like, I could not shave for a week, and it would just look awful. It'd be like little fine hairs you'd almost braid. It's just a complete lack of masculinity. But Kelton is quite the virile man with his lengthy, bushy beard. And if you want a Bill of Rights, so we can be both at two, five nights at the Courtyard by Marriott, four nights, $500, great deal. Get your own Bill of Rights. You'd be living tall, be kicking doors in. And let's assume, hypothetically, what if you're a bearded parent and an American? That's hat trick. Three Bill of Rights. Booyah. Winning. That's what that's called, Kelton. That's called winning. But no, I think they'll pass something. Right? I mean, something like this. You know, if they just take the critical race theory part out, they'd be passed 3 days ago. I think they want to keep that in. Surely they can come up with something that will work. That's the thing about doing these complicated bills early. This is the kind of bill, if you're a Democrat, you're letting this pass at some point, right? You're not dying on this hill. So I say something called a Parents' Bill of Rights passes, and I say that no one in the state ever knows the difference. Kelton, let's just hypothetically. Of 6 million Missourians, let's say 4 million are parents. How many of them have ever read a curriculum of their kid? I'll throw college in too, but kindergarten to 12th grade. This is a shout out to Mark and Terry Fawn. Wonderful parents, wonderful people. I'm willing to be confidently say that Mark Fawn never read a curriculum I was ever taught, never even probably knew that there was one. Terry Fawn, gosh, I'm going to go hard now. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, folks. I'm going to do some journalism here. Kelton, remember this. For next week's show, I'm going to ask Mark and Terry Fawn if they have ever, ever, Mom watches, though, so she might help me out. But I'm going to bet no. Kelton, your parents. Your parents in Ashland. We're gonna reach out to them, right? Kelton's broadcast journalist. He's on this. I want you to ask your parents if you're a well-adjusted grown man. You made it through Ashland without being offended. Did your parents ever read a curriculum? No, they didn't. But you know what? For all of St. Charles County, you can read "Twas the Night Before Offended," which would be every night, and get your syllabuses and stuff, and maybe you could teach me a lesson, because do you know how many of Gussie's curriculums I've read? Be a hard zero. Hard zero. Do you know how many I intend to read? Be a hard zero. Hard zero. Now, if he's doing poorly or something, but I don't think I'm going to start by reading curriculum. But I'm just a white trash hillbilly. I'm sure the very refined Starbucks drinking, Prius driving, dainty, skinny St. Charles Countyans with their little precious feelings. What's that show? Oh, what, did you ever watch the Anna Delvey show? She like conned all these New York people and thinks she was rich. And FedEx goes, oh, did someone hurt your precious baby feelings? She kind of talked like she was Austrian. Anyway, back to this Wednesday night. Heck yeah, a little taste of the South. Southeast Missouri in the house, without a doubt. My man Jesse Charles Hammock is going to play at the Millbottom Wednesday night. If you're anywhere near Jeff City, come join us. Millbottom Wednesday is going to be a hell of a good time. We're going to have a heck of a time visiting with Cinder Bean. There's going to be something there that's going to be so awesome. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I'm so excited for there's going to be a presentation to a former legislator from South Missouri. I'm so stoked. You don't even know how excited I am about Wednesday night. It's going to be great. Kelton's about to get asked to work Wednesday night, so he's probably not going to think it's quite as great as I do. But I am so, so, so stoked for Wednesday night. I can't wait. I'm going to send you. I can't even tell you about it. Secret. So not on next week's show, because next week I'll be even more excited because that day. The week after, you're going to see why I'm so stoked and why I'm so excited about Senator Jason Bean's Taste of the South. You go just scroll my Facebook page. Kelton wrote a story about it. Great deal. I think it's going to be awesome. You're going to love it. And when you come up, one place to stay, Courtyard by Marriott. My deal stands. Reach into the old Missouri Times wallet. If you are within $20, if you Expedia, whatever, I would do the Marriott thing. Because, you know, Kelton, at the Courtyard by Marriott, you don't even have to check in. I hate checking in. I hate lines. There's really nothing in the world I want to wait in line for. But on your phone, you just catch in with your phone. It's really great. So, but if you're on your app or whatever, if the difference is within $20 of another place or the Courtyard by Marriott, go to the Courtyard by Marriott and see me. And here's the bet. If it's outstanding, which it will be, you owe me a Bud Light. I have 7 Bud Lights I've collected from my Courtyard by Marriott bet. Or if it's not, I'm going to get you and give you this $20. We'll make you whole. But I've never had to deal out one $20 bill, and I've collected 7 Bud Lights. And I bet you there's some liars that just haven't wanted to pay up because they're cheap. Like Ryan McKenna. Not Ryan McKenna cheap. I mean cheap, but McKenna cheap, Kelton, you don't even understand. It's like a leprechaun is short, but like an ant would be McKenna. Like the scale would be midget to ant to Shaquille O'Neal. Ryan would be the Shaquille O'Neal of cheap compared to the normal Irishman being an ant or a leprechaun. So, question time. Question time here. Why do you make fun of Corey Daniels? Because he's hilarious. I mean, give me a break. I mean, he wears a black suit and a black shirt, and he's not Johnny Cash. I mean, give me a break. He's such wonderful comedy. My question to you is, how do you not make fun of him? A guy from California comes here and wants to tell Ted LaPage at Blair Oaks how to tackle. I mean, a skinny little feller, a little dainty son of a gun prancing around. He wants to come here and tell us how to do school. I mean, Lord, what is not funny about that? That's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I've offered as a person that actually likes school, and I don't so much blame Corey Daniels. I mean, obviously the old boy, you've seen the picture, right, Kelton? He had a tough time in high school. I mean, it was probably not fun for him. I don't really blame Corey. I think California Corey is doing his best. I blame the do-gooder that let California Corey out of the locker in high school. That's the person I blame for this. Let's just cut to the heart. I mean, he can't help it. Look at the guy. Good Lord. But no, seriously, I'm so stoked. I offered. So I found out California Corey is coming to Missouri. And the way I found out is I was offering some of my friends from St. Louis who want to screw up schools. I was offering to pay $100 to any people that would bring California Corey here so folks could meet him, because that would be hilarious. So great. So awesome. So California Corey is coming to Missouri. He's gonna fly in from California and talk to us common folks, right? Come see the peasant, as Dave Chappelle would say, the poor whites here in Missouri. And guess what county he's coming to? Yes, I'm gonna throw out four guesses here. So California Corey, the guy that had a hard time in high school and was trying to get even with the quarterback that stole his girlfriend, California Corey is coming to Worth County, Dunklin County, McDonald County,
or St. Charles County.
Which one's he coming to? Oh, that's too easy. Yes, I just kind of don't think he's going to see Alan Andrews in Worth County. No, he's going to, good Lord, where else would you go, California? Of course you're going there. Good God. I mean, it just is so perfect. There is no other place California Corey should go than St. Charles County. Can you imagine when you put the offended level of an average St. Charles County in with California Corey? My God. I mean, the Oxygen Channel and Bravo together and have the bandwidth to handle all of the feelings of St. Charles Countyans and California Corey. God, can you imagine just in your life, Kelton? Just let's transport. Let's get in the phone with like Bill and Ted and transport ourselves to Dunklin County and the Lincoln Day. None of you know Jason Bean. He's a big old boy. He's a big strapping man. Jason Bean's all man, let me just tell you. Can you imagine Jason Bean sitting in a crowd at Dunklin County at their Lincoln Day and have an old boy, a little fella from California prance into town and say, we're going to fund the systems, not students. And Jason Bean finishing the sentence, good God, they'd never let him back in Peach Orchard. His brother Barry beat his ass. I mean, it's going to be so great. I almost want to go, but here's the thing. I have a high regard for the gentleman bringing him in. He's a hell of a guy. He's super wrong about this, but he's from St. Louis. He can't help himself. So I don't want to go because it would be so funny. But by the same token, I do want to see who's there because I'm never going to stop making fun of them for it. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, look, here's the way it's coming down. They're picking teams. You can pick California team. You can pick Missouri team. I think I know where Hardy Miller is going to be. They got to know where Jason Bean's going to be. But you're from St. Louis, you're going to pick California every time. I love Greg Keller. I love him. Oh, this is the funniest thing. I'll close with this. I have no better story than this. So I enjoy Twitter to screw around with. But, like, all these people, like Eric Greitens, had these bots that he would pay to tweet at me. And California Corey being, I guess, of the same type of bizarro personality, he has a bunch of bots that will tweet at me. Let me help you out. I'm German. If you and all of your bots can find my feelings via Twitter, then you are the Christopher Columbus of skinny losers. You're the greatest explorer of all time. And I encourage you to tweet all your bots at me and see if you can find feelings from me. Because you, sir, should retire from annoying school jocks and quarterbacks and helping the chess team. And you should go drill for oil. Because you, sir, are quite the navigator. So Charles Jaco, you know Charles Jaco, Kelton? He's very liberal. He's a small, old fella. Kind of crotchety. I was going to say nice guy, but he's kind of not. He's sort of always pissed about something. He should move to St. Charles. He's always just angry, mad about it. It's kind of strange. I'm like, yeah, it's a smile, baby. You know, it's not, well, war ain't that bad, Chuck. But he's very angry at Republicans. He does not like Republicans. He's got his reasons, right? Good for him. So Charlie Jaco, I guess, threatens to beat up California Corey. And I'm like, and so California Corey then starts whining, and Keller, who I love, shout out, kisses to Greg Keller. That beautiful hair, I'm just going to pretend like I'm running my hands through it like this. So Greg is like, oh my God, Scott, are you supporting Charles Jaco? What a mean bully. And I respond back to Greg. I'm like, Greg, he's like a 70-year-old man. He's like 100 pounds. And I was like, do you know how I knew? The moment I knew that California Corey has no business telling Mike Henderson, I teach kids in Montero how to tackle, was when California Corey was threatened by the toxic masculinity of Charles Jaco. That's not what we're looking for in Wardsville, my man. Charles Jaco was an elderly, angry old man. If he can beat you up, you might have it coming. Truth, truth. All right, on the show, Greg Razor this week. Going to have a great time. Love Greg. Going to be from Warrensburg, Missouri. The Warrensburg Mules. We got to bring Denny back on. I think if Denny were to meet California Corey, he would agree with me on this. I think that's all it would take. I got to make sure Phil has my $100 because I did say I would pay to help bring California Corey here. Let me fast forward to where this ends. In all seriousness, I know you guys got to get back to work. I have to go be full of crap somewhere else. Let's take Roger Reedy, right? Good man. Cares about his community. Big Roger lives in Windsor. They have a high school in Windsor. I don't know if you know where Windsor is. It's north of Warsaw, not in Austria, in Benton County. And at Windsor, they have a high school. It's a small high school. And the way this will work, and just watch, this is Steinem knowledge, legit, lock this down. When you let the suburban people and these companies, these foreigners from out of Missouri, come in and raid Missouri funding, you can argue a lot about schools. I mean, hell, Columbia sent kids to a drag show. There's plenty of things reasonable people could argue about schools. I don't know what Common Core is. Sounds bad, right? I don't know. Sound bad to you? I think we should have exceptional core, right? Or I don't know. But there's a lot of things to argue about. But if you let them raid the Treasury and bleed the state's education funding dry, which they will, trust me. Have you ever seen foreigners come in here and not drain all the money? Really? I never have. So they'll take it back to California. Corey's plane will come back and send a couple of Brinks trucks to pick up all the money. Vivek will just have to give it to him, you know. It's law. So when they drain, they change that formula. Right now, here's this the truth. St. Louis pays for a lot of stuff in this state. The road to the Lake of the Ozarks, let's be honest, probably paid for out of St. Louis. Mary Elizabeth, I think, has a plan to have give every child the same amount of money, which would cost, like, rural Missouri everything. And the fact is, if you're from St. Louis, though, I get it. You want to keep all your money in St. Louis. I don't. There is a logical argument that says St. Louis shouldn't want to pay for Windsor. I understand that. That is, I mean, I don't like it. I like the fact they do because I'm from rural Missouri, and I went to Dealeyville High School, which probably wouldn't exist under a formula where you just took all the money and kept it in St. Louis. It's a heist. I live in the real world. You know me. I'll tell you what I think. And the fact is, we take St. Louis's money, and we educate kids, and we build roads, and we give up free cheese. And that's just the truth. And that's not the favorite thing for a West Butler County boy to admit, but that's also just the facts. Look at the math. So right now at Windsor, Roger Reedy, you know what they're going to tell him, Kelton? This will never affect your schools, Roger. Never. He'll never. Trust. I'm from California. I'm California Corey, baby. Trust me. Trust me, dude. Trust me, bro. It will never affect your school, Roger. Bro, it'll be totally great. And so California Corey promised him, it'll never affect your schools. You can vote for this, and it's never going to touch Windsor, or even Warsaw, for that matter, or even Coal Camp. And so Roger's like, well, and then we did give your caucus lots of money, lots and lots of money. You like that money, don't you, Roger? And well, Roger doesn't really benefit from picking up more seats. Frankly, probably Roger would benefit if they had fewer seats, right? Less jobs, so you get better jobs. I mean, in the House, I mean, just the fact of the matter is, I'm not sure after 100 or even 95, not sure who's helped by winning more, but they did cut a big check, so we got to do something for him, right? I was like, well, and then he'll go to caucus. And, oh, my God, everyone that lives on a cul-de-sac will lose their minds. Begging, pleading, throwing fits, throwing chairs. They won't throw chairs that they're from the suburbs. But they'll stomp and cry, and it'll take forever. And finally, they'll be like, Roger, would you just vote for this? Come on. It won't affect you. And so then Roger Reedy's going to be like, well, he's got a dilemma. So let's assume Roger says no. You know what happens, Kelton? Nothing. Nothing happens. Nothing at all happens. California Corey is real mad. He might even get his boss to tweet at you, Roger. It doesn't. Who gives a crap, right? So California Corey is going to get people to tweet mean things at you. I'm living proof that there is life after California Corey tweeting bots mean things at you. It's actually, your life doesn't, it doesn't get better either. Just no one even cares. So then, you know what happens if you pick yes? If you just give in and say, you know what, geez, I guess we better just do this. Maybe these people will shut up. Hey, they know the suburban people never shut up. They never shut up. After this, left 50 more things to complain about. They don't just put their head down and go back to the sawmill and work. It just is endless stream of complaint. So California Corps is going to be like, this will never affect you. I did give you a lot of money. It's good for the caucus. We have to do something. What are you for? It's finally like, green. You push green. At some point, they break the formula. Windsor closes. And you go to call California Corps, and you'd be like, California Corps, help, California Corps. This is Roger. I'm leaving your voicemail here. You said it wouldn't affect my school, but Windsor's closed. I need you to call me back right away. Representative Reedy, you can let that phone sit there. And you're going to be like calling your mom in time and temp to make sure the phone works. It's not going to ring. It's not going to ring. You're going to call AT&T. You're going to get on the line and make sure you paid your bill, because it's not really like, I know California Corps will call me back. This can't be. Guess what, Raj? He ain't calling you back. He don't give a damn. All he wanted to do was go out to Washington and color in Missouri on the little map, and he's gone forever. And if you screw up, so is Windsor High School. And with that, we'll see you Sunday this week in Missouri Politics from the beautiful campus at Central Missouri State University at Warrensburg. See you then.